One of those right out of scripture. Y'all ready?
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth.
And there's a little story behind this one. I'm not going to tell the whole story because that's Dad's story to tell. But the Lord gave him some words back when he was on the way down a mountainside in a snowstorm, which that may not have been the best timing, you know, in the natural, but he did get to the bottom in one piece. And I know the road he was on, which I think was Berlin Hills, Earhart Hill. That one can be a little treacherous in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a song, or the words the Lord gave Dad, and he asked me to put it to music, so.
As for my people Israel, I show them my
Come on up here. I don't know. We're starting with you.
An age before beauty, I guess?
I guess.
Okay.
Make sure you keep your mic
closed. All right. I keep telling everybody else to do that, so I guess I should do that too. Okay. The first meeting we had in the chapel, we had the sermon on loving one another. And that is a commandment of the Lord. And I think it was James that talked about we can't love one another unless we love God first. But scripture in John 15:12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And then again in John 4:10-11, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And what's been hitting me all week is, how lovable are we? I just saw a grimace. You know, what does God have to put up with to love us? When we're in a bad mood, when we're grouchy, when we get mad at each other, we're not showing love when we reject that person who's having a bad day. And God doesn't reject us when we have a bad day. We need to start looking at how God loves us, and then transfer it in how we love each other. And I think that's all I have to say.
Well, I know Carrie was forward to volunteer to go first, so I guess it's your turn to go second then, Carrie. Here you go.
I was taking a nap today, and it kept coming back to me to not ever let anybody take the Lord or the joy of the Lord away from you. I remember being in a service one time, and Davey and Philip were talking about the angels singing. And I was in the service, and I was singing. And I could hear the angels singing, and I was singing with them. And, of course, we're in the service. And somebody came up to me and said, "That's enough. Stop it." I didn't hear the music stop. I didn't hear anything. All I heard was those angels singing. That day, I thought it was crazy. You know, I heard it, and I heard nothing else but. And then somebody said, "That's enough, Carrie. Sit down." Somebody took that joy away from me that day. No matter what happens in your walk in the Lord, it's not easy because we have to battle with ourselves daily. Don't ever let anybody take that joy away from you. You hold on to it. You hold on to what the Lord's given you and shown you as a testimony of His love. And His grace. And don't let anybody ever tell you anything different. I'm going to read kind of off the track, I guess, but I don't even know what scripture I'm in here. It's Psalms 27. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. And He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in thy path, plain path, because of mine enemies." When I was a kid, now we were talking about, you know, asking the Lord for things. And we really don't want to hear the answer, or we don't like the answer we get. And we change it so we don't have to do what the Lord said. When I was a kid, somebody asked me a question and said, "Go pray about this. You know, should this person stay with us longer?" I was little, probably maybe 8, 9. And I went in and prayed, and I said, "Should this person stay with us?" My flesh wanted her to stay, not to go anywhere. And I said, "Jesus, do you want her to stay?" And I heard His voice audibly. And this flash right across my head, "No." I didn't like that answer. So they said, "Well, did you get an answer?" And I said, "I don't know." For a very long time, I didn't hear the Lord's voice. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that I felt guilty because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And I had to learn to walk by faith, not hearing, not feeling. Just putting my eyes on the Lord and walking forward. And thankfully, the Lord's grace is sufficient, and I can hear his voice. I think I'm done.
Praise the Lord. All right, Cheryl, come on up here.
I have to admit, I've had things going through my head and scriptures for like a few weeks now prior to the conference. And even during these couple days of the conference, until Dad calls me over and says, "You're speaking tonight." And it was like an eraser board, just wiped clean. For once, I remembered to take notes. A lot of what has been talked about is receiving, you know, what the Lord has to offer for us, you know, to be the corn, that fruit, laying down the baggage we've had in our lives. And I remember I said something last year about one thing that I struggle with was fear of being afraid. Fear in itself would cause me to fear everything. And lately, the Lord has really been weeding all that stuff out with me doing the music, me singing, giving me more of an authoritative position that I did not want. And these scriptures were coming to mind. Like I said, I took notes. Paul said it, I think the first service, or it might have been Monday, about how, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And there's that is fear. And it can be any kind of fear. Fear of losing a loved one, fear of failing, fear of disappointing, fear of getting hurt, fear of pain. I mean, there's just so many different types of fear, it's ridiculous. But the Lord said he did not give us a spirit of fear. In fact, if we do have fear, it is of our own free will and choice that we chose to have that fear, because he did not give it to us. He gave us a different kind of spirit that we can have, a spirit of power and of love and to have a sound mind. I know I struggle with to the type of fear. It can be anything, where I can be sitting and having a conversation with somebody and they talk about a car. And in my mind, it's like a movie playing where I see a car accident very vividly and somebody gets hurt or dies. I see in pictures, I see in videos, and they're very vivid where I can describe them in detail. And things like this happen with me daily. And it can be anything. Somebody being sick, somebody dying, somebody getting hurt, one of the animals getting hurt, a natural disaster. I allowed that into my life. I have nobody to blame but myself. And to have that reminder that he did not give that to me, and because he did not give that to me, I don't have to accept it. I can get rid of it and stop claiming something that was never given to me. I took it. I don't want it. I want to have a sound mind. I want to be able that no matter the situation, and even being so nervous that I probably went pale when I found out I was up here, that my mind can be sound and clear and calm. And not fearing that I could disappoint my father, make a mistake, you know, mess up quoting scripture, upsetting the Lord. I mean, it just goes, it's a downward spiral. I don't want it. He didn't give it to me. I don't want it. It's gone now. Psalms 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. It goes right in line with 2 Timothy 1:7. All I have to do, all y'all have to do, seek the Lord. Cry out to him, and he can deliver you from it. Because he did not give us a spirit of fear. You know, it was said earlier, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. It's through him. And what are some of the ways that I know for me that I can do is get my butt back into the Word. I bet you everybody struggles with it. You do well and you're reading it. You're having, as Steve called it, your breakfast. You know, you have your regular food for your body. And it was said last year that, you know, the Word is food for the soul. Or spirit. Thank you, Megan. Food for the spirit. That's what I need to do. And anybody else who's having problems with fear, that's what they need to do. You know, it's by doing that, you'll learn how to have faith. You'll learn how to be humble. You'll learn how to love others and to let go of all this baggage that we cling to. You know, in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. By realizing that we don't have a spirit of fear and that we have the power that God gave us, the love, the clear mind that he allows us to have, we can have faith and not have to worry about it. We don't see it. We don't have to wonder about it because we can hope for it. And if it's of the Lord, he'll help us out. We got to keep our eyes on him, and we got to make that choice to get rid of that crap. We don't need it. It holds us back. I know it holds me back, and it's held me back for 29 years. I mean, for a long time, I've had issues with my brother. I mean, come on, some of y'all know the Utzler men. An interesting group. Well, you see me, I'm a Utzler. So picture the Utzler men with female hormones thrown in. It's an interesting combination, and needless to say, we butt heads quite a bit. And we have for a very long time. But this year, it feels like I have a brother. Too. And some of that's my fault because I let that fear get in the way. It was fear that stopped me from having a decent relationship with my dad. It was fear that stopped me from having a decent relationship with my brother. And now that the Lord is moving in so many different ways, he's bringing it back again. And like Carrie said earlier about letting others take your joy away, once again, that's nobody else's fault but my own. I did that to myself. I allowed it to happen. And it was the same with getting up and doing the music for the service. And I have to admit, no matter how I feel or what is going on prior to the service, when I come in here, and I stand there with that microphone singing, I feel the Lord. And whatever was bothering me is gone. It might try to rear its ugly head after the service, but I know for that time during the service, I'm free of it all. And I hope the same for all of you, that instead of having everything try to rear its ugly head after the service, that when you walk out the door, it has no chance to try and rear its ugly head and try to snare you. That you'll be completely free when you walk out. And I think that's all I have to say.
Hey, Rick, do you got... Oops, you got Davey up here.
I've only got a little bit to say. It only should take more than about 3 hours. Cheryl, the other day we were talking in the service, and you said that you were afraid of disappointing me. And I told you, you can't do that. It's impossible for you to disappoint me. And it seems that some of the words that I've gotten back from others that heard that, it's kind of cool that they were helped by that. Because I went on to say, you know, you can't disappoint God. He knows who you are. He knows who you are. He knows your weaknesses and your strengths. He knows all that. You can't disappoint him. But you can please him. See, when you go against your nature and do that which is right, oh, that makes God happy. That really pleases him. So instead of worrying about whether you're going to disappoint God, let's find ways to please him. Amen. Amen. See, I told you it wouldn't take more than 3 hours. Let's have some music there, Maestro.
Let's do number 114. Forgive me for playing in D. Hope you can make it work.
You're my refuge and my strength, oh God, and my salvation, my Prince of Peace, and Lord of every nation. Love your power, there will be no end.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Give the Lord a cheer.
All right, then, folks, we'll see you back here tonight, and for some chow before then, praise the Lord, you're dismissed.